You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, as I was saying, you've got until 5 p.m. to lodge any objections to the various political parties' candidates list. It's part of the process of scrutinizing those candidates. But also, there's a new project that the IEC has launched. It's called the Real 411. And they're saying it's going to help ensure the integrity of the upcoming poll. Well, we're joined now by the IEC's Chief Electoral Officer, Sy Mabobolo. Very good morning to you. And I think the line has just dropped there. We'll try and get Sy Mabobolo back on the line to have this conversation with him. What they're doing is they've partnered with Media Monitoring Africa, the South African National Editors Forum, and the Committee to Protect Journalists. And the idea is to protect the public from the spread of misinformation, or what we call fake news. And you've got to really be careful about what you tweet. You've certainly got to be careful about the information you spread, even via WhatsApp. We do have Sy Mabobolo back on the line. Sy, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, and good morning.
The first thing is, of course, the public has until 5 p.m. today to lodge any objections to candidates on various political parties' lists. On what basis can they do so, and what do you do with those objections?
Well, the Constitution places a bar on what people who hold public office in other words, there are certain conditions. Firstly, they may not be unrehabilitated insolvent. A person may not have been convicted and sentenced to 12 months without an option of a fine. And if a sentence has been served, such a sentence must have elapsed in the last 5 years since it was last served. So those really are the constitutional impediments, so to speak, in relation to one holding office in a legislative assembly.
So it's on those grounds. So it's quite, it's obviously not simply because I don't like the look of someone, or indeed that this person is a controversial figure accused of various things. There's quite a specific standard and guideline, from which people may then make decisions.
Well, certainly there's a constitutional standard, and that standard, rightly or wrongly, does not include the fact that there are allegations against this person or the other person. There has to have been a trial, there has to be a conviction, and a person has to be sentenced to 12 months.
All right, let's move on.
If a person is tried and sentenced to 6 months without an option of the fine, they'll still be candidate in terms of that constitutional standard.
All right, let's move on to the Real 411. Of course, you partnered with various NGOs looking particularly at media freedom. You are concerned about the spread of fake news.
Indeed. The growth of social media has provided opportunities for instant communication, as well as a wider reach than traditional forms. So that's the positive that social media presents us. Yet at the same time, the downside that disinformation can spread very quickly, greater reach. Now, where our interest is, as I see, is that such disinformation should not be allowed to influence the conduct and the outcome of elections. So to the extent that there may be disinformation that is propagated on social media platforms with a view to influencing the outcome of an election, we are providing Real 411 for people to capture complaints there. We look at that very expeditiously. We have a partnership with the social media companies who we can request to do takedowns if necessary. And if such disinformation also transgresses the electoral code of conduct and where sufficient evidential material is at hand, referrals could be made to the electoral court.
Yeah. So a lot of political parties will often make the claim or the argument rather that, you know, these are nameless, faceless individuals. These are bots. We don't know who's behind them. Certainly they're not members of our party. What can political parties do about the ill that is sometimes committed in their name?
It is a difficult matter, but to the extent that this may be fake accounts, that's where the social media platforms come in, because if it's a fake account, it has to be taken down and disabled so that no future harm is perpetuated within that platform by a fake account.
Lastly, I mean, we've seen it's an election year, it's perhaps to be expected, but we've certainly seen the extensive harassment of journalists online, the trolling of journalists online. You're going to take action about that too.
Look, we've received one or two complaints regarding that, and we are investigating those, and once the investigations are concluded, the commission will take a decision whether the matters are within the statutory purview of the IEC, and if so, then what action to take. The typical thing, Bongani, is, you know, the line becomes thin sometimes between freedom of expression and harassment and intimidation and so on. And that's when then our judicial forums become important to help us interpret these things.
I think what's going to be key is, as you said earlier, it's got to be expeditious. But we'll leave it there with Sy Mamabolo, who's the Chief Electoral Officer of the Independent Electoral Commission, the IEC.